You've got to bring your own motivation to the table, regardless of where you're working. How can you stay motivated? How can you stay focused? How can you be the best you possibly can be and get the job done when you're in an environment like this? So these five tips that I'm going to share with you are going to make your life a lot easier. Tip number one is make your process really simple. So your sales process should be as simple as possible so you can do it from anywhere. It is really tough to stay fired up and motivated to close deals, to make sales while you're at home. And if you're a sales manager, it can be even tougher for you to figure out what the heck your team is doing, let alone get them motivated and excited about doing repetitive tasks like calling prospective clients and deepening relationships day after day after day, especially when they're in an environment that's full of distractions. I'll make phone calls to people from my house with the dog barking in the background, and people absolutely can relate to it because they're working from home, or they've had a dog bark while they're shooting a video, or they've had a dog bark while they were doing a webinar. If you've got all kinds of distractions going on in your world, you've got to make those distractions either work for you, or you've got to remove the distractions from the environment. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go out here and I'm going to see my two boys. Boys, what are you barking at? Tell the folks what you're barking at. What do you see? Is there something going on? Oh, it's the pool vacuum. The second thing you need to do in order to stay motivated is celebrate small wins. So if you close a deal, that's a great thing to celebrate. You definitely should celebrate that. But if you're working from home and you've made all 50 phone calls that you had planned for the day, celebrate that small win by having your favorite drink or getting a piece of cake or taking an hour off in the afternoon to go watch your kids play soccer or pick your kids up at school. Celebrating small wins is essential to motivation because when you do that, it keeps you focused on what's important. I can't tell you how many times I've celebrated a small win and that's helped me get through a really difficult day. So set a goal for the day. And when you hit that goal, celebrate it. Be thrilled with the fact that you made it through the day, that you hit your specific goal, regardless of whether that goal was a closed deal or just making an appropriate number of phone calls. Celebrating small wins is essential for motivation, and that's tip number two. Tip number three is to give yourself permission to do absolutely nothing. Like, I spend a significant amount of time, probably way too much time, maybe an hour a day, playing with these guys because not only is this house my office and my studio, it's also the place where they live. One of the things that helps me get through the day is being able to take a break for 45 minutes or an hour and just play with my dogs. If you're working from home, give yourself permission, allow yourself the benefit of doing nothing for an hour or playing with your 90 pound and 70 pound American Bulldogs like a crazy person. They'll love it and you'll love it too. And it'll keep you motivated, it'll fire you up, it'll give you the inspiration you need to move on to the next task. All right, guys, that's it. Okay, let me get up. You crazy dogs. Tip number four is to give yourself a fresh perspective. So you can see here, I changed the perspective of how you're looking at me. We're in the back part of my studio. And sometimes you just need to go to a park and sit at a picnic table and do your work there for a half hour or an hour, or go to a library or a Starbucks or even to a client's office and check in with the client, look around, interact with other people. Changing your perspective can easily increase your motivation, especially in sales, because it can give you ideas. It can inspire you. When you take the time to go into an environment that has other people, it can be reinvigorating, almost like a field trip. So I brought you around to the other side of my studio to kind of, I don't know, change the environment, spice things up a little bit. During our time together today, you can do the same thing in your business. You can easily make phone calls from a park, as long as it's not a windy day, or send emails from the library or from a Starbucks, or if you're creating content, go to an environment that is really inspiring and conducive. I have a beat up old laptop. You can see it. I don't know if you can see it over there in the corner, but I have a beat up old laptop that I take with me to the beach, and I write at the beach sometimes. So changing the environment can also be inspiring. And if you want to keep your motivation going, change your environment and you'll change your perspective, change your outlook, and it will absolutely fire you up. Tip number five, reflect back on the reason why you got into this in the first place. What do I mean by that? I want you to sit down with a piece of paper on a legal pad and I want you to write down 5 to 10 reasons why you got into this business, why you got into this industry, and why you want to help the clients that you're helping. Now, if you can't think of a reason why you want to help the clients that you're helping, that's a sign that you need to move on. But I guarantee there are at least 3 to 5, maybe even 10 things that get you up in the morning, get you excited to do what you do. Think of the last win that you had, think how good that felt to help that client, and think about why you're doing that in the first place. Your reason why should be the ultimate motivation. Write down 5 to 10 reasons why you're doing what you do, how you help the people that you help, and how that makes you feel when you can successfully help clients like your best client. If you want more great information on sales motivation, there's gonna be another video filling in right below me right now. Be sure and watch that video on sales motivation. I will see you there.